The Mahaley Performing Arts Center held its annual gala in Great Barrington, Massachusetts this weekend. Across from the classic Mahaley Marquee on Castle Street, the tent on the lawn behind Great Barrington Town Hall was full Saturday night for the sold-out gala, featuring one of comedy's biggest stars.
This is the highlight of our summer season, actually our entire year. It's stellar performance by John Mulaney, a chance to honor our past chair, Maggie Buchwald, a beautiful evening in the Berkshires, and the best of everything. We're really excited about tonight.
Beryl Jolly is the executive director of the Mahaley Performing Arts Center, the nonprofit behind the almost 700-seat theater in downtown Great Barrington. The gala, which brought in over $450,000, is more than just the emotional centerpiece of the year.
It's actually close to 10% of our contributed income for the whole year. We have a $2.5 million budget, and about half of that is contributed income. So tonight's overall ticket sales and donations is a really significant component. And it's also a chance for the community to come together and demonstrate really what the Mahaley means to them.
The center is open roughly 140 nights a year. Jolly says the variety of programming shows how the Mahaley serves a broad swath of the Southern Berkshire community.
We can have Buddy Guy one night, a school time show or a free fun Friday the next day, and then a classic movie or a John Mulaney event tonight.
Built in 1904, the theater's contemporary identity was cemented by founder Lola Jaffe in 2002, when the Mahaley Performing Arts Center nonprofit was formed. Formerly owned by a cinema chain, the new organization invested $9 million into the building, and it was fully renovated and reopened in 2005. Now, it has a spot on the National Register of Historic Places.
Well, I started the whole thing, so yes, from the ground up.
Jaffe remembers the crumbling walls and sinking roof she confronted when she first took on the Mahaley Restoration Project, a far cry from the theater today, with its gilded, intricate designs that detail its warmly painted interior.
At that time, here in the Berkshires, there was not year-round performances. It was only the summertime, and I was determined that the Berkshires needed year-round performance.
I remember coming down here as a kid in a cold, dark theater to watch movies up on the balcony with no heat.
Smitty Pignatelli is a Democrat and lifelong resident who represents the 4th Berkshire District on Beacon Hill. He described the Mahaley as an economic engine for the region.
I think the triplex cinema changed the demographics of Great Barrington. I always said that the Mahaley Theater put it on steroids. So I think the creative economy, the culture and the arts, I think is large in part due to the Mahaley Theater.
I first got here because of Lola Jaffe, like so much else in the Berkshires.
Gala honoree Maggie Buchwald spent over a decade on the Mahaley's board, 6 as chair.
The main thing about the Mahaley is that it's a place for the entire community, and we try to keep some tickets affordable, and the whole community does gather here, so that's a really great feeling.
Some of the money raised at the gala will go toward a new digital projection system for the Mahaley's ongoing film series. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.